Of course. I went to a couple of doctors and they told me that the only way for me to conceive was through IVF. They also told me that I was going through premenopause, which really shocked me. And they were shocked also because I was, at that time, I was like 29 and they're like, you're so young. But I also felt my body was kind of giving up on me. And then I came across your website and I read about it. I started taking, it was the Balance and Fertility Number 2. I took it for some time and then I started seeing positive changes. Mind you, I didn't, at that time, I hadn't had my period for over a year almost. And I had positive changes. I started feeling a lot more energetic and I just felt good about myself. And in February 2021, I started seeing a fertility clinic and they gave me some medication to take that I was supposed to start as of March. But February, I got a regular cycle. And then they told me they were monitoring me. The fertility clinic actually was monitoring me. And they're like, the only way I could conceive at this point is through IVF. We were ready to do anything to have a baby. So we paid the fertility clinic. And in July, we were supposed to have our first IVF trial. But June 1st, actually it was May 31st. Somehow I just had a feeling and I just wanted to take a test for random reason. And I noticed a really faint line. So that made me really happy. June 1st, I tried again because I'm like, I read somewhere that even the smallest faint line is a positive. So June 1st, I try again. And it was a full like positive. I got those digital one after. And it was a positive. The thing about fertility clinic is that they did not believe because I was actually taking progesterone and another hormone pill to get my period. So they're like, while taking those pills, technically you can't get pregnant. That's what they told me. So the nurse was a little doubtful, but she told me, she's like, come for the testing. We'll test and see if you're pregnant. So I went the first day. They called me back the same day. A few hours later, they told me that you are pregnant, but now we want to make sure it's not a chemical pregnancy. So I had to go back 2 days later just to see that my hormone level were increasing, were doubling or more. And 2 days later, they were very surprised. Like the number was really good. And that's when I was 100% confirmed that I was positive pregnancy with like a good pregnancy, not an ectopic pregnancy or a chemical pregnancy. And yeah, that's my story.
Well, great.